This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed in Hollywood and brought to you by new coffee flavor Instant Postum, a wonderful tasting hot beverage that contains no caffeine. It lets you sleep. And now for coffee flavor Instant Postum, here's Bing Crosby.
Good evening. We start off tonight with Irving Berlin's Mandy from the Paramount Technicolor picture in this division, White Christmas.
I was strolling out one evening by the silvery moon. I could hear somebody singing a familiar tune. So I stopped a while to listen. Not a word I wanted to miss. It was just somebody serenading. Something like this. Mandy, there's a minister handy, and it sure would be dandy if we let him make a fee. So don't you linger, here's a ring for your finger. Isn't it a humdinger? Come on along and let the wedding time bring happy times for Mandy and me.
Mandy. Oh, Bulger, beat this to pieces.
Minister's handy, and it sure would be Mandy.
O'Connor could flip this.
Let's let him make a fee. So don't you linger. I got a ring for your finger, and it's sure a humdinger. Come on along and let the wedding chimes bring happy time for Mandy and me.
Ah, very nice, Bing. And now here's Gil and Drake.
You ever feel like trading yourself in for a new model? You know, some of us take better care of our automobiles or TV sets than we do of our complicated, sensitive bodies. Maybe you say, sure, I know somebody like that. Yeah? How about you? You ever get in arguments about nothing or toss and turn all night? Could be you're not taking care of yourself. Now, your doctor would tell you that for some people, one of the worst offenders against the delicate nervous system is caffeine. So how about switching from caffeine-heavy coffee to a new, wonderful hot drink 100% free from caffeine? New coffee flavor Instant Postum. Can't make you nervous or irritable and can't keep you awake. You try new coffee flavor Instant Postum for 30 days and just see the difference. Your grocer has new coffee flavor Instant Postum, less than a cent a cup.
Well, we turn to song again now, and I have a semi-religious song I'd like to do for you. It's called Whither Thou Goest.
Whither thou goest, I will go. Wherever thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, my love. Whither thou goest, I will go. For as in that story long ago, that same sweet love story now is so. Thy people shall be my people, my love. Whither thou goest, I will go.
Thank you.
same sweet love story now is so. Thy people shall be my people, my love, whither thou goest, I will go.
You know, folks, one of the liabilities of doing a broadcast every evening is you get to gabbing a lot on a lot of different subjects. One evening back a few weeks ago, I was in a rather light mood, rather fanciful, didn't have too much to talk about, so I picked a fight with the ant. I went out and tried my best to debunk the fact that ants are supposed to be so industrious. I took the stand that the ant was a disorganized fellow that went to a lot of picnics, and I said that he didn't get much done. Well, you might know it. A lady wrote in and said I shouldn't be knocking insects. That's what she said. And this lady sent along a copy of an editorial in the New York Times, which is a very informative piece on the history of newsprint. The type of papers, you know, that our newspapers are printed on. Well, I don't intend to go into the history of newsprint, but I would like to point out this one paragraph which the good lady had circled for me. The search for paper-making materials is almost as old as man's ability to write. And since printing from movable types was first invented 500 years ago, it is said that no fewer than 500 different substances have been tried out. During the early part of the 18th century, a French naturalist named Romer made exhaustive studies of insect life, and he became convinced that man might learn much from that source. Disregarding the biblical exhortation about going to the ant, he went to the wasp. He considered her ways. And in 1719, he published a learned treatise in which he stated, "The American wasps make a very fine paper, apparently like ours. They teach us that one can make paper from the fibers of plants without using cotton and linen rags. They seem to invite us to try whether we cannot arrive at making fine and good paper by the immediate use of certain woods." But it took men more than a century to become as wise as the wasp in paper making. Ah, there, thanks to the New York Times, we have another maxim. Wise as a wasp. Don't know how the owls are going to feel about this. Lifting their billing, I suppose the owls all over the country will hoot loudly in protest, but I don't think they have a leg to stand on. As you know, an owl without a leg to stand on is nowhere. So if the owls can't produce evidence that they invented something as important as newsprint, well, I just think they're due for an expose. We're going to have to debunk those birds. See, I believe I hit on another crusade here. Just sitting around looking wise isn't being wise at all. I think it's all a big act. Wise as an owl, my eye. Let them really do something and then take their bows. Another thing, the next time any of you folks listening get stung by a wasp, no matter how painful, don't you dare swat it. That'd be just the same as striking Ben Franklin or Tom Edison or Alexander Graham Bell or the Wright brothers. Never hit an inventor. That's our thought for tonight. And now here's more or less of a hit song.
This old house once knew my children. This old house once knew my wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now she trembles in darkness when the lightning walks about. Ain't a gonna need this house no longer. Ain't a gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window panes. Ain't a gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints. This old house is a-getting shaky. This old house is a-getting old. This old house lets in the rain. This old house lets in the cold. On my knees I'm getting chilly, but I feel no fear nor pain, 'cause I see an angel peeking through a broken window pane. Ain't a-gonna need this house no longer. Ain't a-gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window panes. Ain't a-gonna need this house no longer. I'm a-getting ready to meet the saints. Lies asleepin', he don't know I'm gonna leave. Else he'd wake up by the fireplace and he'd sit and howl and grieve. But my hunting days are over, ain't gonna hunt the coon no more. Gabriel brought in my chariot when the wind blew down the door. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges, nor to mend the window panes. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, I'm a-getting ready to meet the saints.
And here again is Galen Drake.
Say, I wonder if you can remember when you were a little kid. Do you remember how much fun you had? You used to play and laugh and sing and so on with the other kids. But now, do you ever begin to wonder if you've outgrown fun? Well, you know, fun isn't just for kids or just for the rich. Fun is what keeps you feeling young and looking young, and you need it. But maybe you're missing out. Maybe you drag through the day, you lose your temper easily, and you're not sick, but, well, you're not well either. Well, you're not alone. There are an awful lot of people who feel that way. And they're missing out on fun, too, and they don't know why either. But your doctor would tell you that for some people, one of the worst offenders against the human nervous system is caffeine. Would you like to feel right again? Switch from caffeine-heavy coffee to the new coffee flavor Instant Postum, available for the first time. Not a bit of caffeine, a sleepless hour, or a headache in it. You try new coffee flavor Instant Postum for at least 30 days and start having fun again.
Now, here's a beautiful song, and a rather tender thing. It's written by Mr. Newman. It's called Who Gave You the Roses?
Who gave you the roses? Roses red and white. Who gave you the roses on your wedding night? And who do you suppose is glad you're happy and yet who gave you the roses to say he will never
it for this session. I hope we can all get together again tomorrow night. Same time, same place. Meanwhile, good night and thank you.
The Bing Crosby Show is transcribed in Hollywood and brought to you by new coffee flavor Instant Postum, the wonderful tasting hot beverage that contains no caffeine. It lets you sleep. Try some soon. Enjoy new coffee flavor Instant Postum, and you'll enjoy your sleep. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Music Hall.